This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, December 5th, 2014. I'm Caleb Brown. Europe's economies have performed poorly over the last several years, and a big part of the problem is the regulatory push for banks to deleverage. Steve Hanke is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. He comments on how Europe can get back on track.
Europe's performance has been very weak. We all know the structural problems with the welfare state, and if you look at any kind of metric measuring the degree of free market space in Europe, it's quite limited and quite restricted, even relative to the United States. So that's a long-term problem. But the cyclical problem, let's say post-Lehman, is all related to the money supply. And the money supply, broadly measured, is made up mainly of money that is produced by banks, commercial banks. About 90% of all the money in Europe is produced by commercial banks. So if you look at the European Central Bank, the central bank for the Eurozone, they provide about 10% of the total money supply, meaning it's peanuts. The elephant in the room is banks. So you've got to look at what's going on with banks.
So when you say that the European Central Bank is responsible for creating only 10% of the money, the banks have money. It's just a matter of it being transmitted out into the economy, right?
Well, the banks have money, but the banks' balance sheets are becoming smaller and smaller, and the amount of quantity of risk assets that they have, meaning loans and mortgages, is shrinking. And the amount of overall credit in Europe is actually lower than it is than it was at the time Lehman went down. So we've had a shrinking or deleveraging of these banks. Basically, they have less and less ammunition to allow them to emit credit into the economy, and about 80% of the jobs in Europe are created by small and medium-sized enterprises. That's enterprises with less than 50 employees, and they run on credit. It's different than the United States, and that is, in the United States, you know, for small businesses emit bonds, and whether they're high quality or junk, it doesn't make any difference. They finance themselves with bond financing, and they use banks. In Europe, they almost all use banks exclusively. There's very, very small capital market in Europe. And that's another structural problem, of course. They have very limited capital markets, and small and medium-sized businesses have very little access to capital markets.
What would you say are the key impediments to an improving European economy?
Yeah, the big impediment over the short run, we all know the long-run solution is this structural business of introducing more deregulation, less red tape, lower government expenditures. I mean, you're talking about France, for example, big economy in Europe. 56% of GDP is accounted for by the government. So it's huge compared to the U.S. If you take state and local governments and federal governments, it's only about 31-32%. It's 56% in France, and most of the European countries are over 50%. So they have public sectors that are much larger than we have in the United States. So that's a long-term kind of problem that will eventually have to be fixed. The short-term cyclical thing that you're reading about in the paper all the time, that's associated with the fact that Europe is almost virtually in a recession now. I mean, some countries in Europe, like Italy, are in a recession right now. It's money. Money dominates. Money and credit are the most important thing that account for the slump that they've had. And so you say, well, what's going on with the banks? The banks are being overregulated in the sense that regulations have gone up in the move to deleverage the banks and shrink the banks and beat up on bankers is in vogue now, not internationally, by the way. But it hurts and pinches Europe much more than anyone else because small and medium-sized businesses depend so heavily on banks for credit.
Do we know what the appropriate amount of leverage would be for financial institutions in Europe?
I don't know the answer to that $64,000 question.
Sure.
However, the one thing you're saying, well, why is Europe in a slump right now? And I know why they're in a slump, and that is the regulations have been ramped up since the financial crisis started. And that ramping up of regulations, we know, has been directed towards deleveraging banks, shrinking banks, reducing the amount of assets that they have that are exposed to what they call risk assets. We would call them commercial loans, mortgages, and that kind of thing. So they've done some internal shifting within their balance sheets. The balance sheets, the assets have gone down, but also there's been shifting away from risk assets and risky positions. This has been due to regulation, and more and more of their assets are held in so-called risk-free, which is a joke, and that means government paper. You see, so they're not loaning money to businesses. They're not loaning money to individuals who want mortgages. What are they doing? They're investing in government bonds.
And how much of those government bonds are in governments that are troubled right now?
Well, quite a few. And this is another problem that they have in Europe is that the banks have in effect been weakened by this, shall we say, nudging them into the government paper market, because certainly the fringe, we all know the most recent blow up was in Portugal, but we also know about Cyprus, we know about Greece, we know about the problems in Italy. And all the banks in those countries have been encouraged by regulators to invest in sovereign bonds.
Just to help our listeners understand what you're talking about when you say that banks are being nudged into government paper, when a bank holds government paper, that's treated differently when it comes to reserve requirements than other assets would
yeah,
be.
Absolutely. That's the key point. The government paper has what they call a zero risk weight, meaning that the banks don't have to have equity capital backing up the investments that they make in those risk-free assets like government bonds, whereas other assets in their loan book have various degrees of risk weighting, and you have to hold higher and higher amounts of capital, equity capital, to back up those loans that you're making.
Steve Hanke is director of the Cato Institute's Troubled Currencies Project. You can read more at our website, cato.org.